I do not have.
Mine's one that they got in that boy.
Hi, Samar.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. Pepper.
Good.
Oh my God, this looks so yummy. Joe, did you get this for us?
Do I have any jokes?
Well,
I have to think about it for a second, and then no, I'll tell you. Stage fright is what I have.
Oh, do you have any
jokes? No. I've been giving jokes in the last few councils.
You're using my Terry Bottom.
Yes.
Yes. That's my joke.
Just so everybody knows, that one was mine. Oh my.
That was actually really funny.
Thank you. But why are you saying
I delivered it?
Okay, can you guys hear it? Yeah, I don't want to be.
Okay, so we have. Why am I still hearing myself? Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Is it the echo from there?
I don't know. Is it from your computer? The volume is on like zero. Hello. Okay, we're good. We're good. Hello.
Oh, fresh cut.
Fresh cut. I didn't even notice. It's been. Whatever. Okay. Good evening. My name is Philip. I have been and will be your speaker for tonight and for this session as well. I would very much like to start this meeting off by saying welcome. It is getting warmer. It's 6:12 and it looks like it's 4 p.m. So, well, maybe 5 p.m. So, you know, that's, you know what that means. It's a fun time in spring. So we'll get started here in a second. I'm just going to try to pop some things open right now. And then... And we'll be good to go. There are a couple of people who've taken a leave of absence, which is, I guess, technically, you don't, like members of council don't have to take leave of absence, but I believe that that's what the chief returning officer is starting to implement moving forward, which I guess makes sense. But for this session, this one specifically, since I don't know if there's been any policy changes, it was not 100% necessary, but going forward, I understand that that's something that's going to be common practice. So yeah, at least if it became policy, it wasn't communicated to me, which I guess is something we might have to have a chat about later. This is something we should talk about, sorry. So I'll just get right started with council, right, with our attendance sheet. And so we can establish if we have quorum. Yeah. Okay, so President Lee.
Present.
Vice President Montero.
Present.
Vice President Forte.
Present.
Vice President Kimani.
Here.
Vice President Dixon.
Here.
Councilor Taha.
Present.
Councilor Vaughan.
Present.
Councilor Corfei.
Here.
Councilor Yabut. Councilor Veloso.
Here.
Councilor Kaur. Councillor Beasley.
Here.
Councillor Omar. Councillor Gardner.
Here.
Hi. Councillor Morris.
Here.
Councillor Matoska. Councillor Matoska.
Sorry. I couldn't get my mic to work. I'm here.
No worries. Councillor Ule.
Here.
Councillor Thakur. Councillor Kara. Councillor Batiki.
Here.
Hello, Councillor Zafar. Councillor Gill. Councillor Chopra.
Present.
Hi. Councillor Mitte?
Here.
Hi. Sorry. Councillor Braunberg? Councillor Sivakumaran?
Present.
Councillor Barisic?
Present.
Present. Councilor Yola. Nope. Okay. Mr. Dumichel. Oh, that's okay. Okay, so we're just gonna count and see if we have enough people here. Or a quorum. Yeah, we do. We have 19 members of council present. So let's get started. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, I guess no one's as excited as me. Oh my God. Dang, the sarcasm in this room is a little bit uncalled for. Okay. We would like to respectfully acknowledge that our university and our students union are located on Treaty 6 territory. We are grateful to be Cree, Dene, Salto, Métis, Blackfoot, and Nakota Sioux, and on Nakota Sioux territory, specifically the ancestral space of the Papoose Cree. These nations are our family, friends, faculty, staff, students, and peers. As members of the UASU, we honor the nation-to-nation treaty relationship. We aspire for our learning, research, teaching, and governance to acknowledge and work towards decolonization of Indigenous knowledges and traditions. I would also like to remind all of us that we are not here for ourselves, but instead for those who have lent us the power to represent them, to make decisions wisely based on policies that have been crafted and put into our hands, and using Robert's rules, be able to, you know, speak on ideas and not on what people or the virtues of people. Fabulous. All right, we'll get right into it. Into speaker's business. So for me, I suppose it is to just congratulate all those who were in the elections previous, in the executive elections, as well as the Board of Governors. I think a lot of hard work was put into those races, and it does take quite a lot, which is often a state in front of 44,000 people. So that's a big congratulations for me. And I do hope this is not the last time we see you in the public eye like that. I really do hope some of you run to be premiers and members of parliament, and hopefully might see you on the ballot one day. And I'm putting it on some, not all, just because, you know. That brings us to the other thing is tomorrow and the day after is also another election for council. I'd like to take this time to once again, obviously this is something I could do later, but just congratulate and give a very big thank you to all members of council who have been very avid members, who've been listeners, keen on representing those that have put them in power. Especially those who are not running again. And this will be their last stint, at least for now, on Students' Council. So congratulations from the students. I think it's an honor to say congratulations and a very big thank you. The last thing, I guess, was about the leave of absences. So that kind of policy change was not communicated through me. So I don't really know. But technically on policy, the executive is where they're supposed to be, taking themselves out. And then, council can still continue dependent on the days of elections, I suppose. So, but I guess it's going to be changing moving forward, which is never a bad thing. Always appreciate bringing change forward. Okay. So kind of moving forward then after speaker's business is the consent agenda. So I'm not aware of any changes to our previous minutes. As you guys know,
I just wanted to make a couple friendly amendments to the minutes.
Okay. We will do that. Go ahead then.
So there was just a slight change in the question period from last time. The context wasn't changed, just some grammatical and some context issues that were just updated. So there's just a little friendly amendment that we just wanted to make.
Mm-hmm. All righty. So that's, I guess, since it's an opinion motion, we won't really need to have much of a vote for it. And we'll accept those changes as presented. Is there anything else from the floor that anybody would like to?
There is,
okay. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Councilor Tulsa.
Hi, yeah, I just have a motion to the floor to add the approval of first principles of the EDI policy that Simran emailed just a little bit ago to everyone.
All right. Okay, we're going to put that to board and committee business, I suppose. If it's obviously if it passes, do you have a second? Could we have a second of these? That is seconded by Councillor Vaughan today. Anybody against? We're going to do motions against for this. No. All right. I do hope you guys have got materials ready and everybody has had a chance to take a look at the policies that have been submitted, the EDI policies that have been submitted. Okay, fantastic. Oh, it's been a while since we've done this in person. So it's kind of weird. It's really good to see everyone's faces, albeit at a time such as this. Okay, we're gonna move real quick then to section three. I'm not aware of there being any presentations unless there's some in the late ad, but it doesn't seem to be that way. So we're gonna move then to section four, which is the executive committee report. And we will begin with Vice President Dixon.
This is weird being back in person. Okay, so hi everybody. I hope you got a chance to see my council report, but if not, I'll try and cover some of the things that I chatted about there. The first thing I want to talk about, I swear it's maybe the last time, is ICW is happening this week. There's a variety of sessions, and thanks to everybody who's already been able to make it out to some of the activities that we've been having. There are a lot of really cool things happening tomorrow that I want to plug so that everybody tells their friends to come or makes it out themselves, including an indigenous market and a session on pre-matriarchy from an elder, Joanne Salvak, who was at our opening ceremony. There's also a poetry night in Rat, and tickets for that are selling pretty well. So if you would like to come to that, it sounds like it's going to be pretty fun. So I definitely tried to come up with that. Beyond that, I've been working on a lot of things in the last couple of weeks. So just to touch on a few things, the prayer space, we're hopeful that we get it finished sooner than we have. However, end bureaucracy and trying to get them to order things has proven interesting. But it seems like things should come together by the end of the month, fingers crossed. And then we've been working with the MSA just to keep them updated on how that's going and with other groups on campus as well. When it comes to sexual violence advocacy, I've been meeting regularly with Deb, the new sexual violence prevention coordinator, and working with her because she's completing a policy review by November. So a really tight timeline that myself and Joanie will have to deal with. And the final thing is the Health and Dental Plan Committee is working on their recommendation for council, which you will all see later on in April. So that's a quick overview. I feel like we're running out of time. So thanks, everybody.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Vice President Dixon. Once again, I think Vice President Dixon has been on our council for 3 years, at least. And it's been great. Isn't it? Well, I guess there's another meeting for us to do all of this, isn't it? Hey?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just getting excited now.
Yeah, I'm not out of here yet.
Okay. Vice President Kimani, go ahead.
Thank you, Philip. Hello, everybody. So I don't have too much to report because of elections, but I will say that if you haven't seen our social media pages yet, we were able to secure a rebate for students, considering the fact that like half of the winter semester was online. We approached ETS asking them for a potential rebate, and we were successful, which is exciting, so students will be getting back 25% of their refund, so that's $200 in savings, which is pretty cool. And we'll keep you updated in terms of when students can accept expect to see your refund, but everything will be done through their trust. That's all for me. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Vice President Kimani. Vice President Bote.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Likewise with Vice President Kimani, I don't have a lot to report as because of elections, but some of the stuff I do have that was pretty exciting was President Lee and I met with Councillor Andrew Knack, and he's bringing forward an amendment that will seek improvements to the leisure access program, as well as the right transit program. And this is like an affordable like transit as well as like leisure pass for folks in Edmonton, and this is an opportunity to actually push forward some of the things you're working on the Edmonton Student Alliance, like expanding the right transit program to international students, as well as expanding, just making the whole process of applying for that program easier because it can be cumbersome. Lastly, I was glad to hear that when I came back, Cause basically shoved me on the ED hiring committee because they needed UAS representation, so that was some fun little voluntold things that I had to do, but honestly, that committee is going well. We've just finished writing up the job description for the ED, and we'll be either we put out the hiring out already out there, or hopefully should be out by the end of this week. But yeah, we'll be hiring new Cause ED soon, hopefully by the end of this April, and to start in the new FO year. And lastly, in terms of upcoming projects or tasks, but I will be heading out to Montreal to attend the Quebec Students Union's annual general meeting in my capacity as CASA chair. I look forward to hearing from our friends over at the side of the country what they've been up to in their advocacy. And lastly, I'll be meeting up with some folks at the Edmonton City Council to talk about their current local housing needs assessment, as they're currently conducting one that will hopefully influence further policies as well as funding for affordable housing projects in the city. So stay tuned for more on that. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Vice President Pote. And so we'll move swiftly ahead to Vice President Montero.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. So there are three things. I was also there for elections, so there's not a ton to report, but there are some exciting developments that happened in my portfolio since I've been gone. The first one is exploration credits. So exploration credits passed the General Faculty's Council on Monday, which is a huge academic advocacy win for students, the Students' Union. In recent history, I think the way it's going to work. Thank you. I think the way Rowan worded it is one of the largest academic wins since Fall Reading Week. Which is going to be a big deal. We created a new grading scheme basically for our students. And for those of you who don't know what exploration credits is, it's an opportunity for students to take courses that are designated as open electives in a way to encourage interdisciplinarity and for them to explore outside of their comfort zone. And students will get up to 12 credits that they can use over the course of their degree. And when they take the course, they basically have until the job deadline in that course to decide whether they want to take it as credit, no credit, or keep it as a graded option. There are some restrictions to make it. We can use one per semester and two per year, but overall, it's a really exciting thing that students will have the opportunity to do starting in fall 2022, if all the little nitty-gritty things get sorted out. So that one's really cool. The second one, the Charter of Student Rights and Responsibilities. This is something I've been advocating for the entire year to try to get into course syllabi in different places. I'm really excited that Information Technology Services agreed to put it on e-class. And now if you go on e-class, if you look in my report, there's a student resources section that they've included on e-class now that has a link to the charter, so students will be able to access it. Instructors will also be able to access it. So it's one of the most visible places. I'm very excited if you get it there. And that's pretty much the bulk of my report. The last thing is UAC elections. I'm really honored and privileged to be elected as president for 2022-2023. And thank you to all the counselors who supported me, all the students who voted for me, and I'm very excited to be able to continue that work with the incoming team.
All right. Thank you so much, President Montero. President Lay.
Thanks very much, Mr. Speaker. I want to start my report by congratulating all of the new executives and the new Board of Governors representative who were elected in our recent elections. I really have to say that I am excited to transition things to them, and I am very confident that the UASU is going to be in good hands next year. I think that this is a team with unparalleled diversity, depth of experience, and competence, and I am very excited to see what they can do, particularly next year, as I think we move into slightly better times. For the candidates who did not win, they also made an incredibly important contribution to the process, one that I know all of us are grateful for, and their efforts were certainly valued by students as well. A lot of my time recently has been spent working with UBC Montero and Kimani on the conclusion of exploration credits. We do have a little more work to do on that to make sure that the implementation of exploration credits goes smoothly at the faculty level and that deans know that they can add closed list electives to be eligible for exploration credits, as well as making sure that advisors know how to properly advise students on exploration credits and working on getting an announcement out to students so that they know about this change. That will be a bit of work in the next few weeks for us. And we're also working to actually get the EFAS rebates deposited to students. That's now something that's sitting with university finance, and we're just waiting on them. Emily and I actually signed the contract today, so it's a done deal. We just need to actually get it deposited into students' accounts. We are extremely disappointed and frustrated with the government's decision to impose the end of the mask mandate in classrooms on the university. That is inappropriate and completely unfair imposition on the university's autonomy. And it's also, I think, unfair to students who decided to stay in their classes based on the existence of a mask mandate in those classes. So to respond to that, we have stepped up distribution of N95 masks. We are now distributing them from the campus food bank, the gear store, and a variety of faculty associations. And we also increased our stock with the collaboration with the university.
Okay, well, that brings us to the conclusion of section four of our agenda. So we're gonna move a little bit quicker than to board and committee reports. And since our governor is currently taking a leave of absence, we're gonna be moving to ARF.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Not too much happening in ARC. Just being on the lookout for the revised landing option coming out. Hopefully planning to get that, if not by the last council meeting, it will be then or before. And yeah, not too much else. I just hope to see most of you at ICW events. Make sure to come check it out.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. Do you ever try that again?
No.
Love that. I honestly love that. Only can be seconded by stomping in chambers as well. So, no, I'm not saying we should do that. But okay, so we're gonna move next to audit.
Hello, so Ren's taking her leave, so I will be doing the other update that I found out 5 minutes ago. But we will be passing most of the audits that we have left for this year tomorrow. And then afterwards, we'll sort of get into the process of figuring out how to disperse everybody's accounts and make sure everyone gets their checks. I think that's everything. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. From audit, bylaw.
Bylaw
has not met. I don't know if that's a good net. Okay, well, we do look forward to hearing from you in the next session. CAC.
We have a party going on. We're kind of trying to plan, and I'll allocate the rest of my time to Councilor Morris, so we'd love to talk about more.
I love talking about parties. So I really feel like council made a big impact on my life this year, and I know it's definitely made an impact on other people's lives, even if that impact is just being busy every second Tuesday for the last year. So we really want to do something to celebrate all the accomplishments that each of us have made, as well as the relationships and personal improvements that we've all been able to make throughout this entire year. So we have a time and date in mind. You should be getting a Google form from Julia, but I really, really encourage folks to come. We will make sure that it's fun. There will be Just Dance. There will be Mario Kart. There will likely be karaoke. We're still hammering out the fine details, but this can only be a fun event if people actually come. So please, 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 please actually come. I cannot beg you folks enough. CAC is gonna put a lot of work into this. And it's the last council commitment you have to make, literally ever, if you're leaving council. Otherwise, it's just another commitment if you are staying. So please come to the party. Thank you.
All right. That is the
so random.
You're staggered.
That's a directive, I suppose, from, well, I'm not a directive, but...
if you don't come, you're
A request from the CAC committee that is being taken quite seriously.
It's
so,
in the WhatsApp chat.
It's in the WhatsApp chat. I don't know what that is or what goes on in it, but it's there. Okay, we're going to go to exec.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We had a special exec retreat this morning. We had a special exec retreat this morning to go over how we were going to do our transition and our transition retreat. So that was productive. And we also discussed how we're going to wrap up kind of our last few projects that we need to close the loop on before the end of the year, and how we're going to hand off projects that were not finished to the next executive team. So that was valuable. Other than that, we haven't had a ton of meetings recently because we had obviously elections going on and we couldn't meet quorum. One thing I will add, the executive committee did discuss earlier. I can't discuss it in detail now, but we will be putting a closed item on the next agenda of council to give you further updates about the exceptional tuition increases and further steps that we may be able to take on those. So you can look forward to that.
Okay, thank you so much, executive committee. We're gonna move real quick to FGC, fee governance.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Well, then we're going to move to the finance committee.
Also, nothing to report.
Hi. Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to move to non-com.
Also, nothing to report.
How many? I'll just keep going down these. Policy.
I do have something to report. So, as you guys all saw on the order papers and as well as the motion earlier, we have three policies to approve the principles of, some first, some second principles. So I'm really excited that we have those to vote on today. We have to finish up renewing the remainder of the policies that are up for renewal this year. So the next few council meetings will be full of stuff from policy committee. So. We met last Monday and we'll meet again this following Monday. So look forward to hopefully approving these later on.
All right. Thank you so much, Councilor Tosca. SCFC.
Nothing to report. Shocker.
Dang. Okay. Let's go to the steering group committee.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Sustainability.
Hello. I do have stuff to report. So we met last Friday, and basically we've completed writing draft recommendations for all three areas of sustainability. So now we're moving on to consultation. So we're sending out a bunch of emails to a bunch of different groups across campus. We're going to work their feedback into our recommendations. And then hopefully by the last council meeting, we can bring them to council for presentation and approval.
All right, thank you so much, Susty, as I believe it goes by as well. Translation.
I was not able to go to the last meeting because I had a Board of Governors Committee meeting, so I unfortunately can't get much of an update, sorry.
Well, that's okay.
I can give an update, and translation has not met this semester.
That's good information to get. It's okay. It's fine. Well, we'll be working to liaise with the chair of that committee to see what's going on over there. So we'll see. We'll talk, and hopefully next meeting we'll have something from translation to discuss. Or hear from. So now we're going to be going to, have I forgotten any committee? I see, no? Okay, Councilor Matoske, your hand is still raised. Okay, already.
Sorry, that was from way earlier, my bad.
Okay, cool. I was going to say, if maybe Nova wanted to have that, okay. We're going to move to open forums. That's, once again, this is the period in which we allow our guests to you know, bring something to the floor and discuss or ask questions. And so if any of our guests that are present, that does include you know, observers as well, if they would like to, you know, ask a couple of questions, this would be the time in the agenda. So if you're there on Zoom, enter your name into the chat and we'll make sure to have you up on the speaker's list. If you're here, please do just raise your hand and we'll be able to move forward. Yeah, we have a question from, actually, you go ahead and tell us about yourself.
Not a question, but I just wanted to encourage everyone. I did submit a written report. It's in the order, because feel free to read that.
Okay. That was from Governor, sorry, from Adrian Ottomani, the Engineering Student Society President and on the Board of Governors. Okay, representative, sorry. Okay, do we have any more from our guests? I'd honestly do, if any of the guests are present, I would like to say a big thank you for coming. It does take a lot of work, especially at a time like this in the year, to spare some time, you know, come and chat with us about whatever's going on. So thank you. Okay, it seems as if we haven't any, so we're going to skip forward to section 7, which is question period. Now, so this is once again is a time for our members of council to raise any questions, look forward to clarifications, and you know, alike as well, to based on things that have been discussed. So once again, you guys know the drill. Enter your name into the chat if you're on Zoom. Since we're in person, please do raise your placard. I see a couple have already, and we'll get started. Councilor Morris.
Hey, I have no idea who's going to be able to answer this question. Could be a member of council, could be a member of the exec, could be something that is answered next week or 2 weeks from now. Many of you know what I dealt with during the election. What a lot of you don't know is the helplessness that a lot of people felt as I was dealing with it. What potentials do we have to create bylaws or, like, I don't know, any plan to wind up what happens when this happens, when somebody's discriminated against when they're trying to do something? Because, like, from my understanding, there was very little that could be done, and that really sucked. So I don't know if we can answer this, but if anybody has any insight, it's much appreciated.
So specifically to elections, I do know that our CRO Lucas is planning on, we are planning on doing a review of our elections bylaws. There are a lot of problems that have built up over the years that are more technical in nature, but this means that we also have an opportunity to address the problem that you are raising, Councillor Morris. And honestly, I don't know off the top of my head exactly what that change to bylaws should look like. Me and Lucas have talked about it. There's no single solution that came to mind, but I do think there are changes that can be made to help address these situations in the future. So as part of the review of election bylaws, I think that's absolutely something we're gonna have to make sure is part of that process and part of the outcome of that. I apologize that that's not a very specific answer, but we will hopefully understand much more specifically what that will look like once Lucas is able to finish putting together those recommendations.
Thank you.
All right, Councilor Matoska, floor is yours.
Hi, I don't really have a question, but just a reminder that if anyone would like to partake in the karaoke night, to fill out that Google form that I sent, if you don't have it or it's lost in the chat, let me know and I can send it to you, because I only have like 3 responses so far. And it'd be nice to plan something. So we can all get together and hang out. And I know that we have our year-end party, but we do something next week. It's been great for me. So yeah, that's it. Thanks.
All right, yeah. So if you guys would like to respond to that through, I believe, this chat that exists, would be good. Yeah. Do we have any more questions from the floor? Hey, yeah. Can you imagine if it was like this from the start of the year? Meetings are going so quick. Kidding. Okay, so it's 6:45 and we are down to board and committee business. We have a couple things to go through over there. And we're going to begin with the motion by Vice President Dixon and Councilor Motoska which is to approve the second principles of the mental health policy. I don't know how long it's been since the first principles came in. So if you don't mind kind of giving us a quick summary of what's going on, what we need to know, if anything, and as I create the document.
So we decided to make a mental health policy, as everybody here knows. We already do a lot of mental health advocacy, and I think what we learned also through our consultation and internal conversations is, A, a lot of this is pretty straightforward, so we're just kind of putting it into words, but also we recognize that this policy is not going to be fully comprehensive. There are a lot of different things we could talk about. First principle goes over facts about mental health on campus from various surveys as well as resources in Canada. I think those things were started by Katie, just some research into that. And then the second principles was based on consultation with a bunch of different groups, including the ISA, ASC, COFA, CORA, etc. We also brought it to a few mental health groups on campus, as well as social workers on campus. And to be honest, there wasn't a ton of edits. I hope you like it. If anybody has any questions, please let me know, or if that didn't clarify anything for you. I will be happy to answer them, but if I can't, hopefully maybe we can help you.
Okay, fabulous. So obviously, if there are any things we'd like to discuss regarding the mental health policy, this is the time. So if anyone has any questions, anything to raise for this committee, then that would be good. Otherwise, we'll go straight to the vote. Seems like there isn't very much. So I'm gonna just give me a quick second here. I'm gonna get this ready and then have it ready for a vote. I need to make sure it's distributed to. How am I gonna do this? A couple of people aren't. It shouldn't happen. Since some people took a leave of absence, they should be. We will
That sucks.
It does. Okay. So it's going to take a couple of seconds just because I'll need to send it individually to everybody because we have a number of members of council that have taken leave of absences and so should not have access to the vote as of now. So if you guys don't mind just giving me a couple of minutes to get this done. Okay. Does anyone have any music to play or want to do some improv? Huh?
I got you doing improv.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Jeopardy theme song 10 hours?
Axel S. Wait, Andrew, can you put on the 10 hours of silence with random noises in it?
That's a good one.
Okay. I love this song.
I'm gonna go.
I think it's not enough. Yeah, we should put that
song. Wait until the next one. The anticipation is getting.
You never know when they're gonna strike.
We should put this on the stuff.
Wait,
on the door.
That might be better.
I think that might be the fastest one. If we just get on the Zooming, click the link in the chat. Or can someone WhatsApp it?
But then the link is still.
You can just email it, right?
That's what I'm saying. I have to look for everybody one by one. And see, thing is, if it's a federal council, then people that shouldn't get it will get it, and that's not.
Just wrong.
What if it's like, yeah, you know, is that integrity? No, that's
okay,
we won't do it.
I mean, we can do that, but I would be breaking board. So.
I mean, I could make policy when I sent Chris the book.
No one has to know that.
Didn't change
right?
No, it didn't happen, right?
It didn't happen. I don't know what to say.
I got the here are all the resumes of all the bar graphs. Here's the and I just responded to the email. I was like, I don't think I should have this. I didn't take a look at it.
We should just try the
resumes. Oh, yes. So awkward. Dang, that's actually right. I'll put the Zoom one in the Zoom chat.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah, 6 years.
No, I'm going to
be
on.
Okay.
6 years, someone
fit
report.
Okay, you guys, please do check your emails right now. And let's get to voting. I hope it works. If it doesn't work, guys, please.
I'm waiting.
I don't want to reset.
Please. Just,
I got it.
You got it, yeah?
I can get it.
Check in the inbox.
Got it.
Forward it to Vaughn.
The one Indigenous counselor doesn't get it.
No. That's...
During your time.
I'm going to blame it.
Thank you. I'll take the blame. I should have mentioned my email address.
Yeah, you can confuse
me. Exactly. All those seeds in those eyes.
Just
a
point.
Is it okay?
Just a point.
Go ahead.
I did not receive an email.
What?
Are you on a leave of absence to run for council?
I don't think so.
Okay, guys, this is really good. So what we're gonna do? Okay, 20.
Wait, do we need to use the form over people online?
Yeah, exactly. So this is what I'm gonna do the next time. So I'll use the form. No, I can't do that. It has to be like recorded. You should have received it now.
I did. Yeah, no subject.
Sorry. We could also do that and then do the roll call. Like, we do that and then we'll skip Ethan to record it.
Everyone use their hands, so I'm pretty clear which it will happen. Which is the form as well.
We do have a couple more, so this is going to be.
Or I guess it's also, if people want to be involved.
Sometimes you just have to go. Oh my god, earlier. I think it went just with Abner and he said it was the video.
We need everybody to know.
I don't think we've ever.
No, not once, not even the first day. I guess we'll need a couple more of you to vote, please. Otherwise, we can't pass this.
I know y'all. Mental health is important.
We just need four more people to vote. Please vote.
Please clap.
Did you shave off? I'm on translation.
Has everybody online
the
well, I put the link there, so you know the thing with online is like sometimes you're just not paying attention for a while and then everybody has to.
Oh, Philip, everybody online.
Paying attention?
Yeah, it's council.
I like the belief in that.
Yeah, they're elected.
Okay, so you know what? Okay, perfect. We just passed a quorum. The motion is passed unanimously. So congratulations once again. There's an excuse me. Yes, Councilor Gardner, go ahead.
Oh, I didn't have to talk, sorry. I was just responding to what you said.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Okay, perfect. So we're gonna move to the next one. Okay, that's a motion by Vice President Dixon once again, and motion done them together. And Councilor Matoska to approve the first principles of the campus safety and security policy. Just before we continue, do you guys have something to contribute to our session? Excuse me. Do you guys have something you would like to contribute to our session?
I would love to see this aloud, actually. Thank you to everyone who filled out the year in terms of appreciation. For a suggestion, I got a kissing booth. Thank you so much for that.
Well, so it seems like there's a little bit of Kapako in session. If you guys don't mind, we can take a look at that during our intermission, just so we can get to this as soon as possible. Okay, cool. So we're going to move to, once again, approving the first principles of the campus safety and security policy. This has been put forward by Vice President Dixon and seconded by Councilor Matoska. So Vice President Dixon, would you like to give us a bit of a tidbit on this as well?
Yeah, I would love to. So first of all, I just want to say that a lot of other folks other than myself helped out with this policy. We had a whole committee that worked to create it that spent it both last year and this year. And Christian helped co-chair this year's version. So yeah, it was definitely a collaborative effort. There's a lot of points within this policy, so I hope that everybody took a chance to read it over. If you are confused about anything, this used to be referred to as the policing policy. However, it has very little to do with police and a lot more to do with security on our campus, harm reduction, etc. So that's why the name was changed, but there's still a lot of the same intent about improving how security and policing interact with our community and on our campus. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. We had a consultation group that met regularly to create this policy. But in addition, we also sent out and gave the opportunity to give feedback to COFA, CORA, all of the SRAs and other relevant groups. And the only group that had really any feedback for us was Augustana, who had a correction, but have some things now work on their campus, which were then added in. So yeah, if you have any questions, we'd be happy to answer them. Thanks.
Okay. Are there any questions regarding this policy? I would once again encourage, if you have not read this, like the things that are going into this policy, you don't really have to vote like in favor or against. There is the abstain option. So if you haven't read it, don't feel bad, it's fine. No shame in it. But I do encourage everybody to read any and all of the documents that are presented to council, just so that everybody is aware of what's going on and what's going down. And can also give input from their members or their constituents. Okay, so I'm gonna send you guys a link in a second. It should work this time. It's gonna be in the same email, I suppose, as before. And if we're up chat, It should be here as well, right there, right now. Yes, I did. Vice President Tara and Council Vaughn, please do let me know if you've received it as well. Good, yeah? Yeah, good. Yeah. And once again, I know if you voted, because I know how many people are here, so please do vote. Didn't take very much. Just a click of a button is all, please. Okay. Who's the new Jeopardy host?
Is we it? Have rotating hosts.
What?
Yeah.
How come?
Wasn't mine alive like the lady in the
yes.
It isn't her. It isn't her anymore, is it?
They used to have. They have rotating hosts for a while until they found somebody who was a good fit.
Oh, is it? And it's not mine. Okay. Damn.
I think she might have. I miss Alex Trebek, so I don't watch Jeopardy anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the same. Is it? It's not Netflix anymore, is it?
No, it's literally not anywhere. I tried to find it. It's not on Amazon Prime. It's not on Netflix. Disney Plus.
Dang.
You can play it on your Google Home, though. I play it every week.
You know what is a good show and you should totally check out? Because it is on Canada, Netflix, Servant of the People.
What is it?
Great show.
Which
Servant of the People.
Servant of the People?
Yeah,
okay, okay. That's, I'm going to do that. I will do that instead of studying. Because studying is hard.
Political stuff.
Okay, we'll need two more votes for us to have quorum. So, you haven't voted. I know who it is. Okay. Alrighty then. So, we... There, I need one more. Yeah.
Just, like, start calling people.
I might as well, honestly. It's been like this all year, you know? Yeah.
So I don't think this is happening, but you have the option to submit another response.
I see.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Don't.
That's all it says. Wow, we have a peak level of security here at Sex Council. 10,000 votes, yes.
Okay. Well, the last person has voted, so if you do if anyone else votes, I'll know. I'll work on that, but thank you for bringing that out. And the motion has passed 95% in favor, 5% abstain. So once again, congratulations, and we look forward to second principles as well.
Oh boy, so do I.
And now we're going to move to section 9C, or 8C, I suppose, 8C, which is a motion by Vice President Montero, seconded by Councillor Baradesh. To approve the first reading of Bylaw 2300, which is the councillor elections to student council and general faculties council. Would you like to give us a bit of a tidbit there, Vice President?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so the motion that's in front of you all is the first reading for Bylaw 2300, a specific amendment that to be made to Bylaw 2300 that incorporates a section of a temporary replenishment procedure for general faculties council, not for general faculties council and for students council, but something that will fill those vacancies between the general election and the by-election. The reason for this is because, three basic reasons. The first one is GFC only has 8 meetings throughout the entire year. The two meetings that we tend to have the most trouble because we can't fill any kind of by-election are the May meeting, the June meeting, and the September meeting. And the challenge with that is typically what happens is because we don't have student seats full at that time, GFC tends to bring, or faculty tends to bring motions forward that tend to not be the most favorable towards students, but it also becomes very challenging for us to have full membership because students are done classes, they're on vacation, and we can't fill the seats until October. So that's the first reason to make sure that we can have strong student representation on GFC as a body who is going to be reviewing the terms of reference this year, and in part of reviewing that terms of reference is obviously going to be the number of seats that are allocated towards students in GFC. So we want to make sure that we have a strong focus going into this year, but also Students Council, which is the second point, currently has 40 plus Student Council seats that do the work on our standing committees. And right now, based on the number of applications that we have for Students Council, I can't remember the exact number, but we're at, I think, 2.5 to 2/3 of those seats being filled, I think, after you take away the contested positions and just the number of people that will fill those seats. And that's a lot of work that is going to be included for a very small number of people to do. And which would mean that until we can go through GRTF and work through those committee mandates and find ways to offload some of the work that may be unnecessary for those committees, it's going to be a lot of work for a very small council to do. So that's the second reason. And the third reason is accessibility, because from my perspective, council and GFC are one of the initial ways that students can get involved in student governance, be able to learn about the system, contribute, share their thoughts, learn. And I don't think the way that our bylaws are currently structured, we make it very inclusive for students to get involved in as many ways as possible. So Samara and I are putting forward this amendment, not an amendment, but it's going to be an inclusion of a new section probably to this policy for the CRO to be able to implement, and also for council to implement. So there's a temporary process to at least fill that seat, because I think we still want students to run in general elections. We want them to not be disincentivized to do that, but I think there's an easier way to get on council, right? So there should be precedent given to people who are running in an election, students are voting for them, but we do need to develop a process to fill those seats interim. Yeah, even if that's the case, until the by-election comes, and then students can be elected again. Say, for example, the students who did fill those seats after the general election, if they decide they want to continue on council and they really enjoy it, then they can run at the by-election to fill that seat. So that's what we're putting forward. Now, this is first principle. So this is not outlining the process of what this is going to look like. It's just saying that there's a need for us to create a change. And that change is going to come to bylaw. It's going to come to council for consultation. So we'll have opportunity as a group to reflect and think about how we want this process to look before we get to the end of these terms. And Samara, I don't want to add anything to that, but go ahead.
Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah. That's just the next piece, yeah.
Concerns? Exciting.
Thoughts?
Yeah, also online, if anyone has any.
Yes, I've been asked to relay. If anybody online has got any thoughts on this, you're very welcome. The floor is yours. Oh, yes, go ahead, Councilor Morris.
I have a thought. I missed the deadline, so this is really exciting because I am planning to come back, except my email was not working. So thank you both.
Okay, I've got a question. So from what is being put forward?
So what is being put forward is the first reading of bylaws. So the way it works is the first reading will just say there's an intent to make a change.
No, that I understand. But what you're putting forward itself, what you're suggesting is that you'd be able to appoint temporary positions the by-election?
What we're saying is we want to create some kind of temporary system to do that.
Mm.
The actual system is not going to be put forward to council until the second principle. So council basically agreed to say that there needs to be a system developed to order to accomplish this, but we're not outlining what that system is because we still have to go through the process of determining that. And
okay.
We haven't done that ourselves because we haven't had a chance to work with bylaw committee to do this. We haven't had a chance to consult with council on the process.
Okay.
There are councillors who I'd love to contribute to this conversation who are currently on leave of absence. So we need to give them, we need to create time for people to have a chance to contribute to this. And we, with 2 meetings of council left, I think that's enough time. This is coming forward now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
I do have something actually of substance to add to this conversation. I don't know if this is a thing for other SREs, but with the Education Student Association, I was elected to my vice president external position as an interim position. I was approached by the president to be like, we have this vacancy, do you want it? And then I was an interim BPS until the by-election, and then whoever won the by-election would be the BPS after that for the rest of the term. So that is a really, really good system that works. So from the sounds of it, what you two are proposing sounds pretty similar. And it's very efficient, it works. And then your group can run effectively, so.
Sounds quite spectacular. Okay. So are there any more comments, questions, points of clarification? Points of information, I suppose, is the technical term, right? Okay. I should know this after 3 years doing this stuff.
I'll just add a little quickly. Sorry. This will in no way, shape, or form impact by-elections. It is just a way to ensure that students are continuously represented. And, if general elections didn't fully, we don't have every seat filled, we can have another process to do that because at the moment that's lacking. And as Adam said, that didn't mean that we have told this. It's a loophole that
certain people choose to use, and that's unfortunate. So this is our solution.
We will have to, yes, go ahead.
This is just an addition. I absolutely love this. One thing that I'm realizing now, though, is that if we make this accessible, we're probably going to need to plan like some kind of like advertising for it as well, just that people can know that they can even take advantage of this. Because otherwise, it will just be people that like, you know, personally. So like, I don't know. This is a comment, because at some point, an SU post will probably go out on it, and that's all we have.
Yeah, definitely. And I think as a group, we have to, I mean, I've heard a couple of different faculty associations and people on campus who do have different ways of doing their process of filling the seats after a time period. So we can definitely discuss a couple of different ways. I agree with you, Chris, as far as advertising this. And that's something we can talk about with the CRO, because I talked to Lucas about this. He's one of the people I consulted. He sees a need for this, but I think the elections office definitely has a role in figuring out how we could do this. It's really up to council. I mean, there's a couple of different ways, just to throw some ideas out there. It could be a process that's done through council. I know in the past, certain seats on GFC have been appointed via NOCOM. I don't know if that's the best way to do it for council. So there's a process that we want to develop going forward for that period of time. It could be the elections office, but it really depends on how we want to delegate that authority out to figure out how we elect those seats.
Brad, Vice President Fortey, did you have your, were you about to say something?
Oh yeah, I was going to echo what Councillor Beasley said. It's just, it's important to advertise it so it doesn't seem like it just becomes political patronage for having this kind of like a campaign. They always want to run easy ways to council to do this, so like, you have to make sure it's been sort of or responsible.
That's interesting, because you just brought something up as to like, can you imagine, so you're just like, you know what, I'm not going to run, and then you know that this is something that exists, and then they're like, well, you know what, I'll just make sure I apply for that instead of running, which I see perhaps could be something that we would need discussion. And I guess this is why we're bringing this to, as fresh as we can say.
Yeah, if I can just speak to that, I guess, a little bit, I think it's okay if students do that. And honestly, I think it's a great way to encourage them to run space positions, because I mean, if they really want to be a part of council, if they want to be part of GFC, they should run in the election. Otherwise, they're not going to get the opportunity to even go through this process if those seats are going to be filled. Right? If there's seven seats, all seven seats get filled in the general election, no one has a chance to fill a vacancy anyways. So students are incentivized to run in the election, go through that process, want to make it as easy as possible for them, so that people are excited to want to be a part of the system. And part of that work is the GRTF and making necessary changes to council so that people feel like they have impact and they're creating change when they come to council. But one thing I do want to stress just one more time is the difference between what this process would be and what a vacancy petition is. Because right now what we do have is a period of time after the by-election where somebody can pull a vacancy petition, which means they just have to collect a certain number of signatures, provide their report of their academic standing, and then they're a member of council. And it's permanent until the end of the semester. It's not a temporary thing, but because that's the only little time we have left until our governance cycle is over. So this wouldn't replicate that process, because we do want to, I think it's important that elected people are representing students as people who are accountable to the student body. We want to make sure that they're elected by students and know that there's a responsibility, but we also want to make it a little bit easier for people to get involved and not leave a giant period of time where there's no representation for certain faculties or certain groups.
I agree. I think that's essential. Sorry, I'm just grabbing my charger. Okay. I don't know where it's charged. Okay, anyway. I'm glad to see this coming forward, making it more accessible for people to be able to be part of this space. Okay. The link. So are there any more points to discuss for this on this item? No? Okay. So if you check your emails for the members present right now, you should have the link, and then, that's not going on. And then for our members present on Zoom, link is in the chat. Please do let me know if you can vote twice. Please don't vote twice. You shouldn't be able to vote twice, but yes.
We can't
vote twice.
No.
Okay.
in time.
Okay, you just need two more votes. You just need two more votes. I understand some people are going through the thinking process. Them two people, y'all know who y'all is.
Maybe you didn't send the email.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Is there anyone who didn't send the email here? I didn't think so. One point to step, nothing. He's saying I didn't send it to someone. And I don't think
that's... Well, you said people are thinking about it, which is what they have.
That's true. That's okay. If you know, people have the time to think about these things before they just vote, you know? Okay. So the motion has passed 94% in favor and 96% abstain. Okay. There's one more. So now we're going to move to section 8D, which is a motion by Councilor Matoska, seconded by Councilor Vaughan, to approve the principles of the EDI policy. Councilor Matoska, would you like to approve the first principles? Would you like to give us a bit of a tidbit, or Councilor Vaughan, if you'd like? Chair?
Yeah, I can speak on this a little bit. First and foremost, I just want to thank Councillor Dillon for all of the work that she did on this. She went through and did a lot of the editing and writing of this policy. This policy is just a renewal, so it's not a new policy. And we just revamped things, made it more applicable to today and the university today. To ensure that EDI is at the forefront of all that we do. And I hope that you all got a chance to read through it. If anyone has any questions, you can let me know. Councillor Dillon might, she has her hand up, I can see, so she might add something. That's it for me.
Okay. Have we any thoughts from the floor? Questions? Go ahead.
Can I allocate my time to Sarah? Because she's a guest.
I guess we could make a provision for today, since she did work on the policy. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, super quickly. In regards to consultation, it was sent out to various groups and we got feedback from the International Students Association and different groups like that. So that's why it's been a really extensive process. That's all I just wanted to add.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, are there any more thoughts on this policy? I must say, being able to draft a policy like this is something that's incredibly difficult. And I know a lot of corporations struggle to come up with this. So the work that's been done by this council to bring this into reality is genuinely, in my honest opinion, quite groundbreaking and leading in a lot of Edmonton businesses, a lot of Edmonton organizations that are lagging on something like this, a lot of firms around the world. It's just, don't ever want to take the time to properly do this. So big up to whoever's involved in doing this. Just from a general point of view. Okay. So if I get this right one more time, the next link is ready to rock. And it is also vibing in the chat box. I thought I heard someone earlier saying that they had some Jeopardy music for us, but I guess.
Oh, I got you, don't worry.
Guess we're just guessing.
That better be like kind of, ooh, that sounds fun.
I honestly think it makes it so much better. Like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm living in silence. Same. Maybe you can go for 5 minutes. I like that. It's the Jeopardy music yesterday. There's only two more people to vote. We're good.
It's only the last two words.
It's always the last two. You know what? It might be the same exactly.
And they just want to like wait the same. We can live on the
edge. This is torturing us. This is torturing us.
Sometimes,
yes, I keep them in
the same range. Yes, B+
to B+. That's my range. But every time I have like a attack, I do. All right, I guess we're ready to go. All right. See if our DJ could. On this
sorry.
Mr. DJ. Hello, Mr. DJ.
All right, thank you, contestants. Wrap up your answers. Let's read what you have.
Well, thanks. Yeah.
And drumroll ending.
Okay, so the motion is passed. I'm going to pull it back up here real quick. The motion has passed with a 90% success. 90% in favor, 10% abstaining. So once again, I think it's honestly big up for not only having the courage to take this policy on, but being able to bring it to this level. So congratulations once again. Okay. Now moving to the last item for board and committee business, and that is section 8E, the die board. Now, I personally, I'm not aware which day we're doing this is concerning, because there's been a number since we last spoke. So I'm going to take it that this is the one that was just, the ruling that was just made, like I think yesterday. So why, I don't know if I guess we'll go over it. And from what I understand this whole thing to have been about. So if you guys could take a look on the like UASC website in the governance section, and when you go to the like where the die board is, there is the details on the ruling. But pretty much from what I understand, there was a dispute on whether the elections office was allowed. Yeah, sorry. What's up?
I think this item was supposed to be just on the reports and not actually because there's no business for us to do.
No.
I can go over it if you want to, but it's just a ruling in regards to the extension of the nomination packages, if I'm not mistaken. And basically, TLDR, the appeal to sort of the extension was denied by the board. So all of the current candidates are free to be candidates, basically. But yeah, that's just information.
The application for extension was denied? Or because I thought was denied. The appeal was denied.
So this year we extended the deadline for the nomination packages, and the appeal was put forward saying that I forgot which bylaw it says.
2100, yeah.
2300. And that like it was a contravention of that, but the bad word ruled against the appeal.
Okay, so. Right, that's sweet. The ruling is as it is, perfect. So it is. Hey, is record time. We've gotten to the end of our agenda. Just real quick before I guess the meetings adjourned and we know we need to do council attendance before we do that. But before we get to that, I would like to say something that I had wanted to speak about in speaker's business, but forgot. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the news, but recently in a province just two over from us in Manitoba, an international student passed away and had been in hospital for about two to three months. And because over there they don't have universal health care, the student or the student's family is being billed up to $500,000. Now, I'm bringing this up just so we know like the context of, well, not context, more of like how, I guess, privileged we are here to have that, especially for me as an international student, because I know, gosh darn it, if I was in that situation and, you know, knock on wood, I was passed away from such a thing, my family would be in hell of trouble, and the legal system would have nothing to assist us, because that's just the way it is. So when you're in your positions and in the positions that you've been entrusted, I really do mean this from the bottom of my heart. You're speaking for a lot more people than you think you are. So keep doing the hard work that you are, and please keep fighting for those of us who can't, because it's essential. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't want to say, I'm glad now that we're ending on this rather than starting on this. But it is something to think about you know, what we have and what has been fought for here. I do encourage you to take a gander on the internet and see about this, because it is quite a sad thing to read about someone having to, a family having to work on that. Yeah, other than that, it's been a very fun session with all of you guys. I look forward to the next session. Before everybody disappears, we're going to do a consular attendance sheet. Yes.
I have a question. Do guests have to register?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
The guests that are present have taken the here, so we're good. Okay, so real quick here. Okay. Oh, and technically, Simran, like guests, the point of registration is, so like if they choose to speak, then we have them here.
Oh,
like then they're allowed to speak because they've registered as guests. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. So on the penultimate, is this penultimate? The second last session of the year.
Not yet. We want two more. Yeah, two more.
Hey, then I need to extend this. This thing here of mine, because it ends next on the 5th of April. So, okay. So, President Lay, are you present? Vice President Montero?
Present.
Vice President Fote?
Present.
Vice President Kimani?
Here.
Vice President Dixon?
Here.
Okay. Councilor Taha? Councilor Taha? Okay, perhaps not. Councillor Vaughan.
Present.
Councillor Corfe.
Here.
Councillor Yabut. Councillor Avila. Well, taking the leave of absence, sorry. Councillor Viloso.
Here.
Councillor Kaur. Councillor Kaur. Councillor Beasley.
Here.
Councillor Hama. Councillor Gardner.
Here.
Councillor Morris.
Here.
Councillor Matoska.
Here.
Councillor Ulet.
Present.
Hi. Councillor Pakur. Councillor Kalra.
Here.
Councillor Batiki.
Here.
Councillor Zafar. Councillor Gill. Councillor Chopra?
Present.
Councillor Mite?
Here.
Councillor Brownbine? Councillor Sivakumar?
Present.
Councillor Beresich?
Present.
Councillor Yola?
Present.
Okay, hey, all right, Mr. Dumichel. No? Okay. Then at 7:30, today, the meeting is adjourned.
Yay!
Ooh. That's genuine. That's really